Today's shiur is dedicated by Yael and Yosef Gurevich for Schus for Fu Shlema for Mr. and Mrs. Moshe and Elaine Rubin. Today's shiur is Masechta Nazir Daf Lamed Gimel, and we will begin on Daf Lamed Beis and Beis towards the bottom of the Amid at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Hoyim Halchim Bederach. There are six people who are traveling together. Vechabok Kenegdom. And one is coming towards them, and it's not recognizable exactly who is the person that is coming towards them. Echabar connect them. Amma echemehem. So one of them says, one of the six people that we just identified says, Hareni Nezer, I'm accepting upon myself in the Ziris, Shazab Ploini, that this person that's approaching is Ruvein. Vechar Amar. And the second person says that the person approaching is certainly not Ruvein. Vechar Amar, one says, Hareni Nazir, I am accepting upon myself a Naziris because I am confident, She'ein Zeh Ploini, that the person approaching is not Ruvein. The third person says, Hareni Nazir, I am accepting upon myself a Naziris, She'echad Mechem Nazir, that one of the two of you who have just made this declaration is correct. One of you is correct because it is or it isn't Ruvein. Then the next person says just the opposite, the same statement, but the same meaning, but in opposite wording. The fourth person says, "Ein echemem nazir." I'm certain that one of the first two people is not a nazir. Because the third person is saying that it is Ruvein, and one of you is right and one of you is wrong. So it's just the focus: is it he focusing on the person who's saying what's correct, or is he focusing on the person that's saying what's incorrect? The fifth person says Shnechem Nazirim. I'm accepting upon myself a Naziris because both of you are Nazirim, even though one of you is incorrect, because it can't be that the person who's approaching is and isn't Ruvein. He is or he isn't Ruvein. Still, he said Hareni Nazir, and the fact that he said Hareni Nazir is enough to make himself a Nazir. And the sixth person's declaration is Kulchem Nazirim. I'm accepting upon myself Naziris because all five of you prior to me are Nazirim, and because all of you are Nazirim, I too will be a Nazir. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, B'Shamay Amrim, B'Shamay says, given these circumstances, Kulam Nazirim. Even though there was a Naziris B'Tos, and some of them are certainly incorrect, going back, the most easy approach is the first two. The first two, one is certainly incorrect because one said it's Ruvein and one said it's not Ruvein. So it can't be Ruvein and not Ruvein at the same time. Still, Beis Shammai holds, these people were interested in accepting upon themselves in the Naziris, even if they're making a mistake. They intended to be because once they made the statement of Hareni Nazir, what they meant to say was that they want to be a Nazir under all circumstances. Now, of course, Tosfos and the Rosh both point out, one should not understand that what Beis Shammai means to say here is that one cannot make a stipulation in his Naziris. Of course, Beis Shammai is not saying that, because we've learned many times in our shiurim that Beis Shammai's opinion is that everybody agrees that one can make a stipulation in their Naziris. So one is not to understand the Gemara here that a stipulation is not permissible. Tosfos and the Rosh say that Beis Shammai says the fact that they realize that they may be incorrect means that they know that this is not a stipulation, and what they really are focused on is on the fact that they said already Nazir. B'Shamay Nazir, B'Shamay Nazir, no, ain't a Nazir. This is they're not considered Nazirim. Ela Mishloy Niskayim Devarov. Only one who what he said, what didn't happen. In other words, Beis Hillel's opinion is that this is a classical example of a stipulation of a Tanai in Nazirus. And of course, as we've learned many times, Baruch Hashem, one can make a Tanai in his Nazirus. Reb Tarfreimer, Ein Echad Mehem Nazir. None of them are Nazirim. Because Reb Tarfin learns the pasuk that the Torah speaks about when it speaks about Parsha of Nazirus. It says, Ish Kiyafli Lindor Nedir Nazir. And Reb Tarfin says that that pasuk is teaching us that when one accepts upon himself a Nazirus, he has to be clear and articulate when he accepts upon himself the Nazirus. And since here he cannot know for sure why it's a val, if he's going to be a Nazir or not, he doesn't know, going back to the beginning of the Mishnah, if the person approaching is or isn't Ruvain, that isn't a valid way of accepting upon himself Nazirus. Rashi in Masechta Sanhedrin, Dav Chav Heyom and Aleph, the very maskil in, and Tosfos over there as well, say that the reason Rav Tarfon says that it's not considered a valid Nazirus is because there's a concept that comes up in Shas of an Asmachta Leikanya. When somebody enters a business transaction, which he's not certain could be completed, it's not considered a valid business transaction. And that's one of the reasons why Mesache Bekuvia, why somebody gambling is not considered a valid business transaction, because the person who enters this transaction is only entering the transaction because he's confident that the cards that he has, for example, when he's gambling, are cards that are going to help him win. If he would know for sure that those cards armed with the winning cards, he would have never made the bet. That's called an asmachta. Many Rishonim have a problem with this approach because they say, then what if the issue here is asmachta, so why does Rabbi Tarfon have to quote the pasuk of Ish Kiyafalil and the Neder Nazir? It just should be considered an asmachta. Moreover, if the entire issue here is an asmachta, the question would be, then we started the Masechta by learning Yodis Naziris are considered a valid declaration of Naziris. So maybe, even though an Asmachta in the Kanya, why would an Asmachta not be in the category of Yodis Naziris? The other question that Tosfos asks, that Beis Hillel says, that Tarfon says, Enach Echemem Nazir. So why? The fourth person, asked Tosfos, in the lineup of our Mishnah that says that nobody is a Nazir, actually saying the truth. Because once Rav Tarfon taught us that because the other people, when they made their declaration, did not make it with the clarity that Nazirus requires, so indeed, nobody's a Nazir. So why, when the fourth person says, I'm a Nazir because none of you are a Nazir, why is that not considered a valid declaration? So Tosfos answers, the Mishnah doesn't say that because what the reason of Tarfon says that they're not Nazir is because they're tying the Naziris to something which is not clear. And even though they're right, but since the Naziris was tied to somebody who lacked clarity in the Naziris, that's enough to make it not a good Naziris. Continues the Mishnah. In a case where we can't, the Mishnah now discusses what would be the situation where we will never know for sure what happened. That means as we began the Mishnah, the people were making their declarations because one was saying that the person approaching is Reuven, the other one was saying it's not Reuven. And now, this person who's approaching, Hasir Lachayrev, walked away. So we'll never know who was that person. Ain't a Nazir. The loch is that they're not Nazirim. As we're going to learn, we've learned, going back to Daf Ches, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds Safik Naziris Lahakal. If somebody ties his Naziris to a certain circumstance, and then we can't ever clarify that circumstance, says Rabbi Yehuda, that is not a valid declaration of Naziris. Here too, because they're tying their Naziris to somebody approaching, and then that person never approaches, and will therefore never know, was he a Naziris, a Nazir, therefore it wouldn't be a Naziris. If Shimon, we learned earlier in the Masechta, when we had these cases, disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, and says, we have here a question. We don't know if he is or isn't a Nazir. And now Rav Shimon, who is not so lenient by a Suf Nazir, has a problem. What should we do? Because if he's a Nazir, then he has to bring Kabbanis when he completes his term of Naziris. If he's not a Nazir, not only does he not have to bring Kabbanis, but he may not bring particularly the Karmel Chatas that a Nazir brings when he finishes his Naziris. Because the halacha is that would be a consideration of Chulin Bazara. So what should he do to get him out of his predicament? For Yoimer, therefore says Rav Shimon, what this person who cannot clarify were the terms of Naziris met, and therefore he is a Nazir, were they not met, and therefore he's not a Nazir, should make a statement. Im ha-yukadvarai, if what I stipulated actually happened, hareni nazir chayva, so I'm a nazir, and I'm going to follow what I have to do. Vimlav, if not, I'm accepting upon myself, hareni nazir nadava, I'm taking upon myself that I should be a nazir, a voluntary nazir. So no matter what, he will be a nazir, either because of the naziris that he took upon himself, and it turns out that a stipulation was carried out, or if that Naziris turns out not to have been an acceptance of Naziris, he took upon himself a Naziris. Tysus points out that this discussion of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is only according to Beis Hillel. Because according to Beis Shammai, we learned at the beginning of our Mishnah, this person is going to be a Nazir no matter what. So according to Beis Shammai, there's no room for a machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Only according to Beis Hillel, says that it depends if what he said was fulfilled or wasn't fulfilled, then we're going to have the machlokes of Yehuda of Shimon. And according to Shimon, we have a real issue. And now the Mishnah offered a way how to deal with that issue. Says the Gemara. The one that didn't say what he said didn't happen is a Nazir. Says the Gemara, I might have a Nazir. The opinion of Beis Hillel that we've learned so many times, particularly in this perek, is that Hegdish Tos, lo have a Hegdish, and that something that was done by error is not to be counted. So if the person made a mistake, and he said, I'm accepting upon myself a Naziris because this is Reuven approaching, and actually was not Reuven approaching, so then he should not be a Nazir. Answered the Gemara, indeed we have to change the wording of the Mishnah. Amar Yehuda Ema, the Beis Hillel's opinion is that only Mishin is Kaim Dvarav. Again, going back to the first two people that were debating if the person approaching is or isn't Reuven, so the person who was right is going to be the Nazir, the person who was wrong is not going to be a Nazir. Abaya Amar, Abaya says the Mishnah is talking about a case, ki going to Amar, Inami la ploini have a Nazir. What happened was, the way we're going to learn the Gemara, that he changed his mind. Mai shalom skaim dvarav, shalom skaim dvarav the Rishonim. The person changed his mind and said that even if the person who's the first person who said, I'm a Nazir because the person who's approaching is Reuven, actually changed his wording and says, I'm going to be a Nazir even if the person who's approaching is not Reuven. And therefore, he's a Nazir because he was allowed to change his mind. So, what is the Chiddush of the Mishnah? The Tosfos and the Rosh both say that our Mishnah is teaching us that Toich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. And you could change your mind. And in fact, Achroinim point out that even though there are many poiskim who suggest that by tztaka there is no, and we've discussed this halacha, that there is no halacha of taikadei dibur kadibur dami by tztaka, by hegdish, the halacha is that by naziris one can change his mind taikadei dibur. Other achrayim actually say, the Ber Moshe says just the opposite. The Ber Moshe says that our Mishnah is a raya, that even though to the question, is there a concept of Tarkadei Dibur by Hegdish and by Tztaka, our Mishnah, which the Gemara now clearly is teaching us, and Taisha says that's the entire Chiddush of our Mishnah, that you could, we employ the concept of Tarkadei Dibur by Naziris, is a raya that not only by Naziris do we say Tarkadei Dibur, but even by Hegdish and Tztaka, the concept that we often discuss throughout Shas of Tarkadei Dibur Kadibur Dami would be a concept to be applied here as well. In other words, what happened is that the first person says, I'm a Nazir, if the person approaching is Ruvain, and then he said, I'm going to be a Nazir even if the first person that's coming is not Ruvain. And the halach is that we follow the second statement because we say the concept of Tarkadei Dibur Kadibur Dami. We learned in the Mishnah, Hesil Acharev, we learned in the latter part of the Mishnah, if all these people connected their Naziris to this person who's approaching, is it Ruvain approaching? Is it not Ruvain approaching? And then it turned out not to be Ruvain, then Hesil Acharev in another, then the person doesn't come. So we'll never know who it was. The halacha is that nobody's a nazir. Says the Gemara, Tama, the Seel HaChayrav, that only because the person who they were all debating who or who it isn't never showed up. That's why we have the question, as we learned, will they be Nazirim? Hasil Kamon. But if the person who was approaching and they were all connecting the Naziris to is it or isn't it that person, the halacha is, then they would be a nazir. Says the Gemara Mani, which of the Tanoim that we've learned in our Mishnah does this opinion follow? Elim Reb Tarfin, if we want to suggest that's a following the opinion of Tarfin, how could that be? Me have a Nazir. How could we say that anyone in our Mishnah is a Nazir? Didn't we just learn in understanding the opinion of Reb Tarfin? Kivin the Beshat of the Kanazir, since at the time they took upon themselves the Naziris, Lo Yoda Plenihu Viloi, nobody was certain if the person approaching was or wasn't Ruvain, then would Rav Tarfin agree? Would Rav Tarfin suggest that Michalala and Naziris, that anybody could be a Nazir? For Tanya, have we not learned in the Mishnah? And now the Bryce expands on what we learned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Huda Oimer Mishim Rav Tarfin Ein Echad Mehem Nazir, that in the case of our Mishnah, Rav Tarfin holds that none of the six people mentioned in our Mishnah are Nazir. Lefish Leinit Naziris El Afla. Again, as we learned earlier in our Shir, Rav Tarfin quotes the Pasuk of Isha Isha Kiyaf Linda Ned Nazir, that a person has to have absolute clarity in his declaration when he makes himself into a Nazir, that he certainly will be a Nazir. But according to Rav Tarfin, any Naziris that's accepted with a stipulation will not be a Naziris because it lacks in that absolute clarity of being a Nazir. So certainly, we don't have to come on to a situation of Hersil L'Chayrav, that the person never showed up and now I don't know what to do. Even if the person shows up, Rav Tarfin says that if somebody doesn't have that absolute clarity when he takes on the Naziris, he's not going to be a Nazir. The truth is, as the Rishonim point out, that the opinion of Tarfin was already mentioned in the Mishnah. So why did the Gemara have to mention the opinion of Rav Tarfin from the Braisa when we already had him in the Mishnah? So explain the Rishonim, because since in the Braisa, Rav Tarfin's opinion is much clearer, that's why we mention Rav Tarfin, we bring Rav Tarfin from the Braisa, not from the Mishnah. It says the Gemara of Yehuda de Krihu. Who is the Tan of our Mishnah? It goes back to the opinion of Rav Yehuda that we learned, as we mentioned, on Daf Ches. The Tanya, the Braisa over there teaches us. Somebody accepted upon themselves Naziris by saying, Hareni Noza Menashe Bekriza Meikor. He says there's a basket, a barrel of produce. He says, if there's 100 pounds in this basket, I will be a Nozer. V'holoch, and then he went to examine exactly how much tefuah, how much grain there is in that basket. And now the basket is missing, was stolen or lost. Rav Shimon says that he's still a Nozer. Because Rav Shimon says we have a suffix. We indeed don't know whether 100 pounds or not in this basket. And since we don't know, we have to be machmer. Rav Yehuda matter, because Rav Yehuda says, Ain other machnas atzmin a suffix kishimakabal naziris. A person doesn't put himself into a situation of suffix. And very much the reason is, as we learned earlier in our shir, Rav Shimon's opinion, Rav Yehuda's opinion is suffix naziris lahakal. Because in a case, because as we studied the opinion of Rav Yehuda, and we mentioned this earlier in our shir as well, when somebody has a suffix, if he's a nazir, he's in a much more difficult predicament than when he says, when he knows for sure he's a nazir. When somebody knows for sure he's a nazir, he completes his term of naziris, whatever it takes, and after he completes his term of naziris, he does what a nazir has to do at the end, bring the kabbonis, and he'll be fine. However, but a person is a suffix nazir, so he can't bring his kabbonis, because one of the kabbonis is a karmi chattas, and a karmi chattas can never be brought when somebody has a suffix if he's mechuyev in the karmi chattas. And therefore, this person will remain in limbo forever. Rabbi Huda taught us that in any circumstance where a suffix is a more difficult situation than the vadai, the person didn't take upon himself the zeros. So therefore, in the case of a seal achayrav, we'll never know for sure, is he or isn't he a nazir? Since we won't know for certain if he is or isn't a nazir, Rabbi Huda says in such a case he's not a nazir. And that's going to be the man, the Omar, in our Mishnah that said, that spoke about his seal achayrav. Rav Shimon's opinion is, Kivin the Ilaloy Nignav, if the basket wasn't stolen, Dilma Havabe may occur. We need to be concerned that there maybe was the 100 pounds in it, and therefore have a nazir, he certainly would be a nazir. Therefore, hashtanami, in this case, where we don't know, still, because we have a suffix, the halacha is that he's a nazir. And the way Tosfos explains the opinion of Rav Shimon, that a person, when he takes upon himself naziris, is interested in being a nazir, even if he'll end up being a situation where he has a suffix. Hachinami, since in our case, says Rav Shimon, Kivin di Yosel Kamon, if he would have shown up, V'yadin in the Plainihu, and indeed would have turned out to be Ruvein, so then have a nazir, he would be a nazir. Hashtanami, therefore, in this situation as well, even though he doesn't know if he's come, if he's going to be a nazir or not, the halach is have a nazir. And Tosfos points out that once our Mishnah taught us that there may be a way of resolving this difficulty by saying, if I'm a nazir, fine. And if I'm not a nazir, I'll be a nazir nedava. Because of that, says Tosfos, Rav Shimon is not so concerned that a person doesn't put himself into a suffix because he has a way of working with this. The Karen Oira actually asks a question. The Gemara said that the case of Hirsil Achayrav Ein Nazir is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. It says, ask the Karen Oira, the case that Rabbi Yehuda speaks about often, going back to Daf Ches, where is that basket that he connected as Naziris, if it has a certain amount of grain in it, is not the same as our Mishnah. Because in our Mishnah, we had the first two people of our Mishnah debating if the person approaching is Ruvain or not. One of them, therefore, is certainly a Nazir. And since one of them is certainly a Nazir, what they should do is, they should both act like the Zirim, and then at the end of the term, bring one set of kabbonis, because one of them is certainly a nazir. Says the Karen Oira, that there's a Yerushalmi, that says that the way to understand the Mishnah is not to say, well, the first person says it's Reuven, and then the second person says it's not Reuven, because then certainly one of them is correct. Rather, the first person says, I'm a Nazir if it's Reuven. And the second person says, I'm a Nazir if it's Shimon. And now the man never shows up. So we can't be certain if any of them is a Nazir, because we have to, there's always a consideration that the person that was approaching was neither Reuven nor Shimon. So maybe both of them are not Nazirim. And that since both of them may not be Nazirim, so they're both Sufik Nazir. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda Lishitasa, Rabbi Yehuda, according to his opinion, will hold that neither of them will be a Nazir. But indeed, suggests the Karen Oira, that in the case that we were learning until now, the way we were learning until now, that the Mishnah refers to a situation where one says, I'm certain it's Reuven, and one of the people say, I'm certain it's not Reuven, there we don't have to employ Rabbi Yehuda's concept. Rather, he explains, what we would do under those circumstances is have them both be Nazirim and then bring one set of Kabbanis at the end. It's a shortest, this is the only Omid in Shas where there's Lama Gimel Lama Beis, where there is no Gemara. And the question is, I saw that there was once a Rebbe in a yeshiva, Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita, in a Sefer Chashuk Yechemet discusses this. There was a Rebbe in a yeshiva that said that any boy who will be prepared to be tested on a blat Gemara, knows it by heart or knows it, will get a prize. And there was a boy that came and said, test me on Daf Lamed Gimel. And the question is that considered valid? Is that considered, what happens? So he quotes a tshuva from Meir Shapiro Zatzal, the founder of the Daf Yomi, in the Shalos Tshuvos Ora Meir, Chelek Aleph, Tshuva Ayin Hei, that a person who learns, who takes upon himself to learn a daf a day, even if he comes many times at the end of a mesechta, there's a very small amid, and that's the entire daf for that day. The halacha is that you fulfill your obligation even with learning such a daf. The proof he brings is that the halacha is that every page of a chumash of the Sefer Torah has to have 60 lines. But let's say you come to the last page of the Sefer Torah, and you don't have 60 lines to fill up, it's still a kosher Sefer Torah. Here too, if that's the size of the daf, so that's the daf. And he actually, Zilberstein Shlita, brings a raya from a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Simen Tov Kuf Samaches Sif Gimel, where it speaks about a case that somebody took upon himself to fast a certain number of days. He accepted that obligation during the summer, but in the summer the days are much longer. Can he push off that obligation until the winter? So the halacha is he can. The Magen Avraham, however, says that even though he took upon this obligation in the summer, where the days are longer, he could fulfill it in the winter because every day is a day. The only consideration that the Magen Avraham says is that he should. The only consideration that the Magen Avraham says is that he should be concerned that who knows what will happen until the winter. But as far as the nether is concerned, it's considered that he fulfilled his nether even though he waited for this winter. There is, says Rav Zilberstein, however, a difference between the our Gemara and the person who and Rav Meir Shapiro's tshuva. He says, when we speak about Rav Meir Shapiro's tshuva, who discusses somebody who comes to the end of the Masechta, and it's a very short Amid, is it considered he learned the daf? Because he's learning every daf of the Masechta. So an individual who's learning every daf of the Masechta, he says, is of course fulfilling his obligation when even if the last daf is a small daf. But when somebody deliberately chose to learn this short daf, when he could have learned other dafim, and he deliberately chose to learn this short daf, that's sort of a different situation. Because why did you pick a daf without any Gemara? But he still at the end says a daf is a daf. A daf lama gimel of Masechta Nazir has the same Kedusha and the same value like every other daf that we learn in Shas.